When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Can I just say one thing, Don?
Sure.
You're not Don.
It stands,
but it's Don. Not!
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to ENN.
Ray Rowe.
Brought to you tonight by Sloman's. I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Dom.
Ballard, I go to war with him.
Good evening to myself. Don, you're a big Rumble Pony guy. And lastly, good evening to Farmer Fran.
Just have the defense run sprints.
I get ridiculous. I ready out. Hey. Lead off, eh? Now we
win.
I
can't.
We go.
Welcome on. Go.
Don, I can hear it now.
Very uncomfortable earlier in the show where he was throwing down some serious allegations.
No, there was no allegations.
I don't know.
All I said was, I don't know how this is going to play out over time. But for right now, in 2022, I think we're still totally good with Cajun. In fact, let me hear one more, Anthony. I want a little more Cajun Don in my life.
Welcome on to touchdown.
Do you know what you were saying there, Don?
Sure, I was talking about throwing a touchdown.
Tom Brady gonna win.
Tom Brady is a very difficult quarterback to beat.
That's only a touchdown.
And what was that one?
That's only a touchdown.
They ran for the touchdown.
That's about Dez Bryant, actually.
Yeah, because
Dez
was going to New Orleans, right?
Yeah, little troubling, but very, very interesting. Let's start with
what the
New
York
Mets. The Mets have pushed back Max Scherzer's minor league rehab start by one day, continuing to take a very cautious approach with Scherzer's return. Buck Showalter asked why he pushed Scherzer back a day.
We've sat down, talked about it. It's not going to affect the number of starts he might make if things go well tomorrow night. So just give him an extra day. If you look at the history of this injury, he's right where he needs to be, and everything will fall according to how he does that tomorrow night. But it's pitching in a small ballpark, hitter's ballpark. I don't think we'll see. I was kidding today. He's ready to go. He thinks he could pitch here tonight, so hopefully it goes well. We're just trying to, you look at the history of this injury and how long it normally lasts. He's right where he needs to be.
Now, people have to realize that was just a report that he was going to pitch last Sunday. So there hasn't been a setback. Just people, I think, jumped the gun and did the math that after he pitched last Wednesday that he would be able to pitch Sunday. They wanted to give him another day. And now that day is going to come tomorrow. So we'll see. No reason to rush it. Mets actually gained ground on the Braves over the weekend. 5 games up. We've got to wait another week, Peter. We wait another week.
Don, we said when Scherzer and DeGrom went out, if this team just went .500, we'd be happy. So right now, they're well ahead of where they need to be. No need to rush things with either one of them.
Because as good as they are, Peter, I don't think they're winning a championship with this rotation minus Scherzer and DeGrom. So why mess?
Don't mess. All due respect to Cookie, who's on the hill tonight.
No, listen, Cookie is going to be a part of this. The way the rotation's going to go, DeGrom, Scherzer, Bassett.
Come here, my little Cookie.
Walker, Carrasco. That's how I think they see this rotation. And Cookie, he's got to put his foot down. I do not want to be called Cookie.
Where are the cookies?
What if I just started randomly calling you Peanut?
Well, that's what my fans are called, the Peanuts.
Yeah, but you're not called Peanut. How's my little Peanut doing? Hey, Peter, how are you? Tomorrow we'll do that. Don, how are you? Oh, my little Peanut, how are you? You doing good, Peanut? You just want to slap my face.
I don't like Peanut.
You'd want to take me to the woodshed.
Nah, he wouldn't take my cookies.
I can't even call Michael Mike. He wants to flip out.
He gets offended by Mike.
I'm just like, listen, good pitcher, good guy, rooting for him. Cookie is awful. It's an awful nickname.
Well, the king of nicknames is Yankee manager Aaron Boone.
Oh, are you kidding me?
And here he is in the post game yesterday talking about Joey Gallo's struggles.
He got shifted a little bit tonight. That short right field got him a little bit. Just missed the homer down the line. I felt like he got some good swings off. I know he's trying to shorten up to get to handle certain pitches where they, you know, they're trying to attack him. You know, just misses the three-run homer the other day on the ball he hits in the air a mile that he hits to the fence. So I feel like it's always bubbling with him. And I feel like he's taking hard at bats, just not quite getting the results right now.
God, I love Aaron.
He's very good.
Because on Thursday, if I were to ask Aaron a question, I bet that he would go, that's a good question, and then try to answer it instead of ripping me, because he's just a good guy. He twisted himself into a twisty noodle defending Gallo. And we can ask him about it. You know, I love what you some good swings. Can we like define what that looks like? Jalen likes twisty noodles. But you got to love a manager defending his guy.
Listen, that's one of the reasons he's there. Okay? This is what he's good at. We all know that these days, the amount that managers actually manage
a game
is a good point. It's
limited. What would Girardi say about Gallo?
Girardi would be like, listen, something's got to give. That's not what Aaron Boone does.
Well,
it's not what you want to see.
We're not on television right now, so it wouldn't have the same effect.
Ray Rowe.
But it would take him 30 seconds to answer because he would just be palming his own face, like rubbing his forehead, like, oh. Yeah. Joey's struggling right now. He's struggling. Got to do but, you know, it's not what you want.
Exactly.
It's not what you want to see.
That says way too much.
But as opposed, you heard an upbeat Aaron Boone making it seem like we're 30 seconds away from seeing Bryce Harper. And that's what you got to love about Boone.
Love Boone. I'm one of the biggest Boone guys in the biz today.
Now, you don't go, I guess because it's Joey, that's where you get your IE fix, right, or your Y fix, because you just call him Joey.
Yeah.
You don't call. They don't call him Galley, do they?
I hope not. These days, they don't call him anything. Except
call
sit back
out.
Down. Except out.
Well said.
How's my little Peanut doing? Hey, Peter. You would punch me dead in the forehead.
Yeah,
rightly so.
I wouldn't want to be called Peanut.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Let's move over to the NBA for a second. Russell Westbrook is going to exercise his $47.1 million option with the Lakers. Is this the most unnecessary headline in history? You don't say. Really?
Really? Where was he going to get a quarter of that?
Okay. Wow!
47. It's. Let us all get to a place. Or after the worst year of our professional career, the next year we get $47 million.
It's
good for him. Got himself a good deal. This is the final season of his original five-year, $206 million contract. And if you go back, Don, 5 years, thinking about when he got that deal, he was literally a guaranteed triple-double every night of the week.
Oh, yeah, it was a thing. But now
it's a
different
thing. Do we have a Westbrook watch? Do we have a Westbrook watch, Andrew?
I don't think so. We had a Harden watch.
Definitely.
When he was putting 50 up every night.
Andrew, do you have all the watches in one place?
No, I don't. I mean, I can find them. But
there was no Westbrook watch,
there was
right?
not a Westbrook watch.
I'd like to recap all the watches, though.
But isn't it interesting? It wasn't that long ago that he was Mr. Triple-Double. It wasn't
Guaranteed.
That long ago that James Harden was like getting 50 every night.
It was a blink.
And now look at how things have changed for both those players. Well, much, much better for Harden than his Westbrook, but you know what I'm saying.
Wait, Anthony, there's something you see called Cricket Watch?
Cricket Watch. Coming soon.
I don't remember that at all, do you?
Oh, yeah, that was about me eating crickets. But it barely got used. Barely got used, though. See any other peculiar ones there, Anthony?
Wow, there's so much here. Rodgers watch, that was fun.
Okay.
Russell Wilson watch was one of my favorites just because the bet is just amazing.
It's great.
Is there any news for him today? Can we just play it anyway?
Sure, play it.
Hey, Seattle.
Hey, guys. Russell here.
Russell Wilson watch.
Mr. Unlimited.
When you're on Easter weekend, your wife is your hair, braiding your hair.
Yes, the typical boring robot Russell, the one you guys love to know.
That's what goes on with you. Let's get it.
Unfortunately, no Russell Wilson watch today, so we'll make it Baker Mayfield watch instead. Let's hear from Baker on the future of his Browns career.
I think it's been pretty obvious the mutual decision on both sides is to move on. I'm thankful for my 4 years in Cleveland. There's a lot of ups and downs and a ton of learning experiences that, you know, I'll forever keep with me. You know, teammates and friends and relationships that I'll have for a lifetime. And just flew in last night from East Lansing, Michigan for Drew Stanton, who's my mentor. He was a quarterback there in Cleveland when I got drafted. And just relationships like that, you're just so thankful for. So the support staff in Cleveland, the people of Cleveland, it's a great sports town. So I'm thankful for it. There's no resentment towards the city of Cleveland by any means.
Well, it's going to be an interesting situation because it's starting to become common thought, Don, that all of a sudden 1 year is the possible suspension that Deshaun Watson's facing.
That's what the NFL wants, and
that's
what
they're
going
for.
They usually get.
Like, if they determine, I think it's hard to think of where they could land short of that, given where everything is. So Mayfield's actually in an interesting situation. Who do they have? Jacoby Brissett? Is that who they have? Because
yes.
I'm sorry, Don. If I don't have Deshaun Watson, call me crazy. I don't hesitate to go with Baker Mayfield over Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious why they burned the bridge down, knowing that there's got to be an excellent chance that he's not going to play or barely play. Because, like, that's a good point. All right, they want a year. What does it get down to, 12 games? Like, no matter what it is, he's not going to really have any effect on this upcoming season. He'll be able to play in training camp and in the preseason games and then what, not miss the first 10, first 12? What are they going to reduce it to? I don't think it's going to go from 1 year to a half a year. And even if it's a half a year, you're not going to have your starting quarterback for the first 8, 9 games of the season. Like, so 2022 for Deshaun Watson and the Cleveland Browns are going to be nothing. So why did you burn your bridge with Mayfield? He could have been your quarterback.
Yeah,
so they just don't want him.
Maybe the second the moves were made towards Watson, Mayfield turned the temperature up because he was so upset.
I guess.
I mean, it's certainly possible.
So where does he go? Seattle?
Hey, Seattle. Moving right along, Don. Serena Williams.
Mr. Unlimited.
Serena's already out at Wimbledon.
That's it?
Holy crap.
Harmony
what is this, day Tan. Two?
Harmony Tan. She's French, I believe. 7-5, 1-6, 7-6, 10-7 in the tiebreak. And Serena Williams bows out immediately at Wimbledon. She lost the first set 7-5. Then she rallies and dominates the second set before losing the tiebreaker in the third. Don, I wonder what the Vegas odds are now on Serena getting another one. It's starting to feel really tough. She had a couple of opportunities to get one. She didn't. You could see the pressure come and kind of get her in those spots. And, Don, between the age and the injuries now, it's just going to get so tough.
Are they – they got to be better than Tiger winning a major, right?
See, it's interesting. I was just thinking about that right now. Serena's 40 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But this is tennis. This is not golf. It's just not the same animal. I don't know. I wonder – my guess is Serena's odds are probably still a little bit better than Tiger's.
But probably just a little.
But probably just a little. It's going to get harder and harder. What Serena has, here's the difference. Here's the one thing Serena has going for that Tiger doesn't have. The rest of the field caught up with Tiger's power completely and surpassed him. In women's tennis, some people have caught up in terms of being close to as powerful,
mm-hmm.
but Serena's not going to get completely overpowered by anyone. Which is a difference between her and Tiger.
No, but now, you're right. You're talking about just the sheer athleticism of tennis. And at 40, certainly not getting any younger, it's going to be harder and harder, where golf is not quite as athletic. You saw Jack win at Masters at 46. I mean, how long did Martina play at a competitive level? How old
My
is she?
I guess it would be 40. I'm guessing late 30s or 40. She's 65 now. She retired in 06.
Yeah, but what was the last?
But what was the last official? Yeah, that's the point. Because that would make her 49, which cannot be right.
Well, I'm sure she still played. They don't do the Virginia Slims at the Garden anymore, do they?
I don't think they do. God, she was
good.
See
her last major, she won at Wimbledon in 90. So she was born.
That's 32 years ago, Don.
So she was born in October of 56.
So 34 for her last major victory.
Yeah. So yeah, her last Australian Open, 89, French, 88. I'm sorry, it was U.S. Open, I'm sorry, in 1990. Wimbledon, 86. And she didn't, even in doubles, 91 was her last one. And she won at Wimbledon in mixed doubles in 03. But that's not what we're talking about.
Can you believe Agassi retired at 36?
And what was and one of my great tennis memories, and I'm not a tennis guy by any stretch.
Okay.
But that big Jimmy Connors U.S. Open, where he didn't win, but he went on that run and he just captivated New York. What was that, 93?
No, I think earlier. I think
90, 91. But you listen, you were a kid. You might not remember, but it was like a big deal. Like,
it was 91. It was 91. I remember it. Oh, I remember the fist pumping. We all remember it.
But that was like... that was like a lot of fun. So how old was Jimmy then?
Oh,
I was
91? Yep.
He's 39.
And it felt like we were watching a senior citizen.
Well, even Foreman. Well, what was Foreman when he regained the title? 40?
No, he 45.
45.
But the comeback started at 40.
Right,
and it was like, oh, my God. It felt like, you know, Sammy Davis Jr. or you know, Walter Matthau was trying to go for the championship, and then you look, he's 40 years old.
It's not that crazy.
Now,
like Ozzie Davis was gonna.
Yeah. Now speaking of throwback sports moments on this day.
Yes.
25 years ago.
What happened here?
He got bit, I think.
Evander Holyfield, look out, he's pushed right here above us by Tyson.
He's got bit in the ear.
Oh my goodness, he's got a bloody right ear. Holyfield bit by a dirty Mike Tyson. That's a left hook.
You know, it's funny, Tyson. Mike was having his best
round. He bit him again.
Mike Tyson has bitten Evander Holyfield for the second time, and it is all out for.
I saw that one. That was right clear. It's a miracle he didn't get bit back.
I'll tell you what, this is unbelievable.
We talk about the Alberts a lot. We don't mention Steve enough. Steve Albert on the call for Showtime. Holyfield Tyson 2, June 28th, 1997. I was at a party in my friend Allison's mom's basement. 3 weeks after graduating high school, we were so psyched for this fight because it's important for people to note a lot of time has passed and you may not realize it. So Holyfield and Tyson were originally supposed to fight in 90. Tyson loses to Buster Douglas. They reschedule for 1991. Mike goes to jail in 92. He's released in 95. He wins four fights before taking on Holyfield for the first time in November 96. And Don, the first one was a classic.
Oh, yeah.
An 11-round incredible classic. And then they scheduled the second one June 28, 97. And in the third round, after complaining of headbutts later, Tyson lost control and he bit both of Evander's ears. Don, it was at that time, and I don't know if it's ever been replaced, the craziest thing in sports I've ever witnessed live.
Yeah, I'd really have to think about anything that I saw that was that absurd. I was in the bullpen, they called it, at the Fan, in Kaufman Astoria Studios, because I had worked updates on the overnight. So it was a Saturday night. And so my first update was going to be at midnight, and I was watching with Tony Page, who was coming on to do the show, and he was in one of the back studios watching the fight, and I was watching it with him, and like, what just happened? No, it just can't be. And then he did it again. What?
I know.
It just things you don't – that's what's so great about sports, Peter, is the reason we watch – is we hope we see something we've never seen before. Like maybe we'll turn on the Yankee game and Judge will hit five home runs and break the record, or somebody will pitch a perfect game, or, you know, whatever. You don't think you're going to see that?
And then the
disappointment immediately after, like as exciting as it was to see something you never thought you were going to see, you got robbed of a really good fight.
I know. And that was the part. Don, do you remember that feeling when like it really processed that you weren't going to get to see it? Because I remember when it dawned on me that they actually canceled it. I was like, wait. But what was going to happen? I need to know the outcome. Because when Tyson lost to Holyfield in the first one, it was the only time, with the exception of Buster Douglas, it was the second time we'd ever seen someone not scared of Tyson. And he ends up stopping Mike in the 11th. But Mike almost beat him the round before that. A lot of people don't realize that. And then in the second fight, even after losing, Mike still went in, Don, minus 200 favorite. Like, you have to understand, the cloak of invincibility around Mike was so crazy that even after people saw him lost, Don, it lasts to this day. If he fights Jake Paul next year, people are all going to be picking Mike Tyson.
I know.
You know it. And he's 55 years old. I mean, I got to tell you, I love the man. I don't think he'll beat Jake Paul if they have a fight at this point. Jake Paul's, what, 25 years old? He's huge. He's in great shape. Mike's an old guy. And that cloak of invincibility to this day is that strong that I guarantee you Mike would be the favorite against Jake Paul.
But it just but at that particular time, after biting Holyfield twice, you're like, this guy's going to get institutionalized. Like, how could he ever fight again? Because This is the meltdown of meltdowns after everything that he's been through. He's getting another opportunity, and this is how he treats that opportunity. But it's boxing, so that you never say never, but you know, the fact that you could say 25 years later.
Well, that's why I always argue with Michael when he says no one's had a comeback like A-Rod. I say, no. Don, you remember. I remember watching on Sunday morning, the day after this fight, I was at my job. I was working at a tennis club, like in the pros office. And I was sitting there watching. I was at work, and I was watching the sports reporters that Sunday. You can't even understand how deep in the toilet Mike Tyson's reputation was. You thought Will Smith was hated a couple of months ago, okay? People were disgusted. So the fact that he's at a point now where if anyone shows up in an arena, everyone cheers or gives him a standing ovation, it's pretty miraculous.
It's so true. And, you know, listen, no, in defense of Michael, he lives in the baseball world, and he kind of revolves around that space. But, oh, so A-Rod took some steroids.
I know.
Mike Tyson went to jail for rape, bit a boxer twice in the ring. And if I were to tell you that night, 25 years ago, that 15 years later he would be part of the Hangover franchise, actually beat someone on an airplane and everybody come to his defense.
Right.
It's like, no way that would ever happen. There's no way. Honestly, Peter, the odds that he'd be alive 5 years after that were probably pretty low.
Oh, well, I mean, listen, as a huge fan of his, this is before I ever knew him personally, that was always my biggest fear, because I just thought he wouldn't be able to make it. There was just too much happening in his life, too much chaos. And, I mean, after that moment, to think where he is now, I'm happy for the guy. That'll do it for ENN. It's brought to you by Sloman's. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME to receive a free doorbell camera with the installation of your Sloman Shield. Keep your family safe. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME. And there's one other bit of sports entertainment history from this day that I'm going to play for everyone when we come back. And I'll say this, one of the great moments in the history of sports entertainment. That's right. It was 24 years ago today. Peter and Don on the Case Show. Your call's next, 1-800-919-3776. It's 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael Case Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.